Welcome to Vinyl Heat Lab. In this lesson, we're building one of those bass sounds that feels less like a clean synth patch and more like it was chopped off a dusty sampler, dragged through a warehouse system, and locked into an old-school jungle groove. We're talking about a sliced Reese patch in Ableton Live 12, but the bigger goal here is composition, not just sound design. We want a bass line that can actually talk with the drums, leave space, answer back, and evolve like a real drop element. If you've made Reese's before, you already know the usual trap. Make it huge, make it wide, loop it forever, and after 8 bars it starts feeling flat. The move today is different. We're going to build the bass in layers, print it to audio, slice it up, and turn it into something you can phrase like a sample bass jungle line. That means stabs, holds, little gaps, pickups, and switch ups that keep the tune moving. Start by setting up a new MIDI track and loading a synth-like operator or wave eatable. Keep the idea simple at first. Don't worry about the grit yet, just get the musical bones in place. An operator, a saw on oscillator A and another saw on oscillator B will get you in the right zone. If you're in wave eatable, go for a saw-style source with a modest amount of unison. The key here is restraint. We want width and movement eventually, but not at the cost of low-end focus. Write a short bass phrase, maybe just one or two bars, and keep the note count low. 2 to 4 notes is plenty. A good starting move is a long root note on beat 1, then a short answer on the offbeat, then a stop before the snare, then maybe a pickup into the next bar. That kind of phrasing works because drum and bass already has a lot of motion happening in the break. If the bass is too busy, it just fights the drums. If it leaves room, it feels heavier. Now let's turn it into a Reese. Add control detune, not chaos. If you're using wave eatable, keep the detune somewhere subtle, maybe around 5 to 15 cents per oscillator, and keep the unison voices low, usually 2 to 4 at most. You want the bass to sound alive, not blurry. Then place an auto filter after the synth. Use a low pass mode and set the cutoff to taste, somewhere in the darker range. A little resonance is fine, but don't overdo it. The idea is to create that moody, humid, old-school bass tone, the kind that feels like it's vibrating off concrete. After that, add some saturation. A saturator with a little drive and soft clip enabled is usually enough to give the patch some teeth. If you want more edge, roar can be great here too, but use it carefully. Think of it like adding grime and density, not blowing the thing up. The sub still needs to stay firm. And that brings us to one of the most important parts of this lesson. Separate the sub from the Reese body. This is huge for DNB. If the sub is tangled up in a wide, detuned, distorted layer, the whole thing can collapse the moment you start slicing it. Instead, build an instrument rack with two chains. One chain is your clean sub, usually a sine wave from operator, mono, centered, and kept clean. The second chain is your Reese layer, the detuned saw stack. If needed, high pass the Reese layer gently so it doesn't clutter the sub zone. Keep the sub solid and simple. That gives you low-end discipline when the composition gets more complicated. Now we get to the fun part. Resample it. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm it and print your bass phrase. Then do it again with slight changes. Maybe move the filter a bit. Maybe push the saturation a touch. Maybe hold one note a little longer or shorten a response note. You're looking for multiple takes with slightly different energy. Why? Because the best sliced bass lines often come from choosing the version that feels the most human, the most accidental, the most alive. Once you've got a good take, consolidate the clean section and listen for anything that wants a little extra character. If the sound is too polished, you can add a tiny bit of redux for grit or vinyl distortion if you want that cracked, dusty edge. Echo can also help if you keep it short and filtered. We're not trying to turn it into a lo-fi effect. We're trying to give it that vinyl heat, that worn sampler energy that sits so well in jungle and old-school DNB. Now slice it. Right-click the audio and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Depending on the phrase, you can slice by transients if the notes have clear attacks, or slice on a grid like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want more control and more of that compositional, chopped-up jungle feel. Ableton will map the slices across a drum rack, which is exactly what we want. At this point, the bass stops being just an audio loop and becomes a playable instrument made of your own source material. Start building a new phrase with the slices. Think in roles. One slice can be the main statement, another can be the answer, another can be a shorter filtered hit, and another can be the tail or pickup. Don't just think in terms of notes. Think in terms of sentences. In jungle and old school DNB, a bass line often works best when it has a question and answer shape. Maybe bar 1 says something strong. Bar 2 answers it. Maybe the next bar creates a tiny gap. then the phrase returns with a different ending. That kind of movement makes the line feel authored, not looped. And here is a really important teacher tip. Leave micro gaps on purpose. Tiny silences make the next hit feel larger. A lot of newer producers try to fill every space, but in DNB, space is part of the groove. If the snare has room to speak, the bass feels stronger when it comes back in. As you sequence the slices, keep the drums in mind. Bring in a breakbeat or a drum loop and build around the snare. The snare is usually the anchor in this style. So if the snare lands on 2 and 4, or on the main backbeat in a broken pattern, make sure your bass phrase respects that. Let a slice answer just after the snare. Let a longer note happen before a kick-driven push. Maybe place a pickup just before the loop restarts. The bass should feel like it's dancing with the break, not standing on top of it. A nice way to think about the arrangement is in bass rolls. One 4-bar section might be the main hook. Another might be a response section. Another might be a transition. That mindset helps a lot because the bass line starts to feel intentional across the track, not just cool in isolation. If you can assign each phrase a job, the whole tune starts to breathe like a real arrangement. Once the slice phrase is working, clean up the mix path. Use EQ8 if needed to remove unnecessary low-end cloudiness or harsh mids. Keep an eye on the 1.5 to 4kHz zone if the res gets too abrasive, and check the low mids around 180 to 350hz if it starts sounding boxy. Use utility to keep the low end centered and mono compatible. This is especially important if your slices have some width or stereo movement in the mids. The sub needs to stay locked in the center. If the slices feel too sharp, soften them with tiny fade adjustments or a little clip gain shaping. If they feel too soft, you can bring in drum bus very lightly or add a bit of controlled saturation for more attack. The goal is punch without masking the break. In DNB, the drums need to cut through. Your bass should support that, not smother it. Now let's talk arrangement and variation, because this is where the loop becomes a tune. Automate something over time. Maybe the filter opens a little each phrase. Maybe the saturator drive increases at the end of every 4-bar cycle. Maybe one slice gets a reverb send or a tiny reverse-like echo tail. Even a small pitch drop on the final note before the loop repeats can create a big sense of motion. The trick is to avoid repeating the exact same 2-bar idea for the whole tune. That gets stale fast. Instead, create one special bar every 4 or 8 bars. A gap, a fill, a held note, a little stop, something that resets the ear. A strong old-school move is to make the bass a little darker and more closed as the drop goes on, then reopen it later. That gives the arrangement an energy arc. You're not just playing a loop. You're telling the listener that something is developing. Here's a pro tip. Make 2 versions of the same slice phrase. One can be tighter, darker, and more mono. The other can be a little brighter or more open. Then swap them by section. You don't need a whole new sound to create a new section. You just need a different personality on the same material. And if you want to push it further, try alternate slice maps. One map can focus on longer held notes. Another can emphasize short stabs and reverse feeling fragments. That's a fast way to evolve the bass line without rewriting it from scratch. You can also introduce one octave displacement on a single slice for one hit only. Just one. That tiny change can make a repeated phrase feel fresh without wrecking the identity of the line. A few common mistakes to watch for here. First, don't pile too much sub into the res layer. Keep the sub clean and separate. Second, don't attune so much that the bass goes blurry. Third, don't slice randomly. Every chop should have a purpose. And fourth, don't ignore the drums. If the snare can't breathe, the drop loses impact. If you want a fast challenge while you're working, try this. Build a 2-bar sliced res phrase with only 3 notes, one long slice, 2 short slices, one silence, and one variation in the second bar. Then automate the filter or saturation a little and loop it with a break. If the snare still cuts through and the bass feels like a phrase instead of a loop, you're on the right track. So to recap the workflow, build the res with sub and mid layers separated. Keep the detune and distortion under control. Resample the patch to audio, slice it into playable chunks, and then compose around the breakbeat instead of on top of it. Use gaps, velocity changes, automation, and tiny switch-ups to keep the bass line alive. That's how you get that final heat, old-school jungle energy without losing mix control. If you can make a sliced res feel heavy, musical, and arrangement-friendly, you've got a seriously powerful DNB composition tool. And once you hear it lock with the break, you'll know why this approach hits so hard. Now go make that bass talk.